Sing Out was founded over 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week on our program, we continue our feature focusing on folk and country rock. Our theme music is Nashville West from The Byrds, and their recording Dr. Byrds and Mr. Hyde from 1969. This was a bonus track on the CD issue. The tune was written by the band's drummer Gene Parsons and guitarist Clarence White. It was composed for a band that Gene and Clarence played in called Nashville West, as well as the club in California where they were the house band. Later we'll hear another version recorded live. This week we continue with our folk and country rock feature with some late 60s and early 70s performers and bands. We'll hear more from the Byrds and trace the origins of the Eagles, but we'll open with Buffalo Springfield from their self-titled first LP on Atco Records. Here's Go and Say Goodbye on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
That you wrote the night before, and you really should know better, 'cause she's worth a whole lot more. Brother, you know you can't run away and hide. Is it you don't want to see her cry? Is that why you won't go and say goodbye? Then you said the fault was yours, and you really were to blame. 'Twas as if to close the doors and to hide away in shame. Brother, you know you can't run away and hide. Is it you don't want to see her cry? Is that why you won't go and say goodbye? Yes, and why? Tell me why. Can't you see that it's not right? It's a lie, it's a lie. Don't hide your sorrow in the night. Brother, you know you can't run away and hide. Is it you don't want to see her cry? Is that why you won't go and say goodbye? Even worse, you must face her with the trouble, though it's hurting like a curse. Brother, you know you can't run away and hide. Is it you don't want to see her cry? Is that why you won't go and say goodbye? Brother, you know you can't run away and hide. Is it you
you don't want to see her cry. Is that why you won't go and say good, go and say good, go and say goodbye?
I can't forget the time, our place, we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we met. Ah, na-na. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I dream of her tonight. Ah, na-na.
Falling, yes, I'm falling. She keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
I have never known the like of this. I've been alone, and I have missed things and kept out of sight. Other girls were never quite like this.
Ah, na, na. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
One, two, three, four, one. it back somehow. Nobody knows what kind of trouble we're in. Nobody seems to think it all might happen again.
We're listening to more folk and country rock music this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. And those were the Byrds from Sweetheart of the Rodeo, but that might not have been the version of 100 Years From Now that you're familiar with. That was Gram Parsons taking the vocals. He wrote the tune, but later they found out that he was signed to another record label, and they removed his vocals. And that was the vocal that originally was recorded for that song, 100 Years From Now. Recorded on May 27th, 1968, the day before my 16th birthday. And before that, the band that Gram was in that caused that confusion was the International Submarine Band. From their recording Safe at Home, we heard Luxury Liner, another one of his tunes that went on to be a part of the Emmylou Harris canon. Both of those are on Columbia Legacy Records. And before that, we heard from the Dillards from Wheat Straw Suite, one of my very favorite of their recordings. I've Just Seen a Face from back in 1968. That's on Elektra Records. And we let off that set with Buffalo Springfield and Go and Say Goodbye from their very first LP on Atco Records. Well, Bob Dylan kind of took up the country mantle as well. And this is the record that was a big surprise to a lot of us. John Wesley Harding, it came out with very little fanfare and was just a wonderful recording. Here is the title track, John Wesley Harding, Take One, from the collection Traveling Through on Columbia Legacy Records. Here's Bob Dylan on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
All My friend, sit down and keep me company. Always seems to me that I make the biggest fool and tragedy. Telling you this time I'm gonna stay in line. The ones are gonna bother me. Think about the times if you can, and I'll let you remember the rhymes that we talked when we were new. Now I can recall the days when I'd wake up to find you beside me, but you could have stayed instead of taking off that way. Here it comes, another heartache bringing me pain and misery. Speaking rather than saying, hey my friend, sit down, keep me company. Always seems to me that I'll make the biggest fool and tragedy. Telling you this time I'm gonna stay in line. And I can't ever change it. Hard luck is my last name. If I try to rearrange it, I wished I could. It ain't no good. Why do things always turn out just the same?
Yeah. Come on, wheels, take this oil away. like to do a thing called Nashville West.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2205. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music is Nashville West. We heard it in two different renditions. This was from the live recording Untitled by the Byrds, and before we heard it from an outtake from Dr. Byrds and Mr. Hyde. That's on Columbia Records. And before that, the name Long Branch Penny Whistle might not mean anything to you, but they were made up of, it was a duo of John David Souther and Glenn Frey. And from their self-titled recording, we heard a song called Run, Boy, Run. That was from 1969. And before that, also from 1969, we heard the Flying Burrito Brothers and Wheels from their recording The Gilded Palace of Sin on A&M Records from 1969. My mom kind of did a double take when she saw the cover to that album when I brought it home. And before that, we heard from Linda Ronstadt from her first solo album, Hand Sewn Homegrown. And we heard The Only Mama That'll Walk the Line. She was really doing a take on Loretta there with that one. That's on Capitol Records from Linda Ronstadt. And before that, Poco from their Deliverin' record, their third album, recorded live at the New York Felt Forum. And we heard Hard Luck, Child's Claim to Fame, and Picking Up the Pieces. Poco on Epic Records. And we let off that set with Bob Dylan and the first take of John Wesley Harding from the album Traveling Through on Columbia Legacy Records. Like Long Branch Penny Whistle, the band Shiloh might not mean much to you, but a number of the members were plucked out of there to play in Linda Ronstadt's band, including Don Henley. This is from an album called The Eagles Before They Were Famous, and a song from Shiloh called Simple Little Down-Home Rock and Roll Love Song for Rosie. Here's Shiloh on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Just a simple little down-home rock and roll love song. sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown. And I wanna sleep with you in the desert tonight, with a billion stars all around. 'Cause I got a peaceful, I know you won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing on the ground. But I found out a long time ago what a woman can do to your soul. She can't take you anyway. You don't already know how to go. 'Cause I got a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know you won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing.
It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford's lord. sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
Thank you.
I met Clarence White once. It was the highlight of my musical career, just to be able to shake his hand a couple of years before he passed. That was from the Ballad of Easy Rider from the Byrds, and that last set pretty much featured the guitar of Clarence White. We heard Oil in My Lamp from Ballad of Easy Rider. That's a song he used to sing with the Kentucky Colonels back in the day. That's on Columbia Records. And before that, kind of a rare recording from the Everly Brothers. We heard I'm On My Way Home Again, featuring Gene Parsons from the Byrds, along with Clarence White. And Gram Parsons was actually playing the rhythm guitar on that. That's from an interesting collection called Silver Meteor, a progressive country anthology. The Everly Brothers from 1972. And before that, we heard from Jackson Browne and For Every Man and Take It Easy, a tune that he wrote with Glenn Frey. I always liked his version better than the Eagles' version. That's on Asylum Records. And before that, we heard the Eagles and Midnight Flyer from their recording On the Border with Bernie Ledden on the banjo. That's from On the Border on Asylum Records from the Eagles. And before that, when I saw Jackson Browne for the very first time at the Main Point in Philadelphia, the opening act was Jack Temption. And I really didn't know who he was until he played Peaceful Easy Feeling, and then I realized he wrote it. That's from the album Peaceful Easy Feeling, the songs of Jack Temption, and that's on Blue Elan Records. And we let off that set with a recording called The Eagles Before They Were Famous, and we heard the band Shiloh featuring Don Henley and Simple Little Down-Home Rock and Roll Love Song for Rosie. That's a tongue twister if ever there was one. That's on Gray Scale Recordings. Hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine, where we're tracing the roots of country rock music, and next week we'll finish it up with some more recent recordings. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, get inoculated, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2205.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice. It's